My name is August Olofsson, and this is my newsletter for September 2024. I'm sitting in the office of my friend Paul Council, who lives in Preston. We met when he led a group of Bible students to Iceland. In January this year, Paul joined a prayer team I assembled to pray for me, my family, and the ministry. I did this by finding seven people who each took one day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, etc., to pray for the rest of this calendar year. I emailed the group weekly to keep them updated. This has been great. Having solid prayer support is a must for a work such as this. We are starting a monthly prayer call on Zoom. The first is September 24th at 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time and will be in English. Contact me for details and Zoom link. This call now in September will be in English, yes, and then we have another one in October 22nd in Icelandic. You can email me for details. My friend Andres and I have had an excellent trip so far here in the UK. I'm sharing pictures on a Facebook group. Drop me a line if you're not seeing that and I can add you. Our main prayer was that everywhere we came, we would leave people encouraged and built up. This has been the case so far and we pray this will continue. When I travel, I noticed increased Holy Spirit activity, especially in the prophetic. This has been the case now. It is very encouraging if done well. Yesterday, we walked around the area of City Church Preston. On one side is the university campus with thousands of students. On the other side, there is social housing with many older people and those with poor health. I was impacted by seeing how they managed to build trust and friendship with people in the area. I met at least two old ladies dominated by bitterness and harsh words when they first came to church 2 years ago. Now they have both been baptized. It dawned on me yesterday that I have not considered how much work a trip like this does in me. God is impacting me through this trip. Here are a few praise reports. As mentioned, the UK trip is going great. We won't return home until October 6th. My faith for building the campus ministry in Iceland keeps growing. This is a long-term project and will require massive work, but my faith keeps growing. The family is doing well. In the past, stuff would happen as I traveled. I think increased prayer support for the fact that nothing has come up this time. David and John are doing well at school that prepares trades or university entrance. Thank you for praying that. I discussed that in the last newsletter. Margaret, our daughter, is on her fourth and final year at Lipscomb University in Nashville and is doing well. And here are a few prayer requests. Please pray for the campus ministry and online evangelism coming up in Iceland. In the beginning, I will take time to pray, talk to people and listen and discern where God is moving and how to start the work. Remember that what dominates the campus now will form Iceland in 20, 30 years. In the last newsletter, I shared about starting a fellowship of Christian scientists and academics. Please continue to pray into this. I see lots of opportunities with this. Thank you for standing with me. God is at work among the nations, and Jesus is the hope of the nations. God bless you.